Have you ever met someone who seemed to be a sort of introvert? They might have been a little shy, and maybe even they talked about how they were a highly sensitive person or an empath at times. But the more you got to know them, the more you realized that they had kind of a weird sense of selfishness and they were low-key egocentric. If so, you might have been dealing with a covert narcissist.
What's the difference between a covert narcissist and a highly sensitive person? Aren't they really just the same thing? So if you heard the label highly sensitive person and you didn't know what it meant, what would you think? A lot of people might think it's someone who just can't take a joke very well or gets too upset too easily. It's true that highly sensitive people and covert narcissists both struggle with taking jokes very well or being a little easily offended sometimes and being highly emotional, but it's not that simple. Up to 20% of people are highly sensitive to their environment, meaning they're hyper-aware, hyper-vigilant of the environment around them. But to make it really simple, look at it like this. People who are hypersensitive, they have more highly developed senses. Their nose is more sensitive than other noses. They see a little better in some cases, or they hear a little better. They feel a little more deeply. It's almost like they're raw. They have more sensitive reactions to certain types of foods or certain types of external stimuli. If they are healthy, they also have really strong intuition. Their gut reactions might be deeper and more pronounced than other people's. And they are likely to respond quickly and immediately to the needs of someone else or the situation of someone else. So a lot of times those characteristics are confused. Now, I would tell you those sound a little more like an empath than a narcissist.
Covert narcissists are often also called vulnerable narcissists, closet narcissists, or introverted narcissists. This is probably because they don't appear to have much self-confidence as opposed to their more overt counterparts. They are the eternal damsel in distress or the big martyr of some oh-so-noble cause. So how do you identify a covert narcissist? In a nutshell, a covert narcissist is someone who has narcissistic personality disorder, or might if they'd ever go see a psychologist for a diagnosis, but most of them will never go see a psychologist because they never think anything's wrong with them. This person also doesn't seem to have the obvious grandiosity factor of a regular narcissist. They don't always seem to act as self-important as the more overt narcissist. They don't appear to feel like they're better than everyone, at least not before you know them well. They do appear to be vulnerable and oversensitive, which will most often manifest in their behavior as hostility and defensiveness. These are going to be the people who are quietly looking down their nose at you, judging you and everyone else around them harshly and very often unfairly. They do have a few things in common with overt narcissists, including a huge sense of often unearned entitlement, grandiose fantasies about their life, a willingness to exploit others to get what they want, and they also seek power and control. And of course, there is the trademark lack of empathy. But how does a covert narcissist differ from a more overt narcissist? Well, unlike the overt narcissist, the covert narcissist will not necessarily display narcissistic behavior that you can immediately recognize. You might even think they're an empath, because they seem so modest, so sensitive, and so very unsure of themselves. While they will have the standard grandiose fantasies for their life, all of which are sure to be unrealistic and self-centered, not to mention ridiculously overinflated, they will also believe that their dreams are unrealistic and unattainable. They will blame the world for somehow holding them back, but secretly they'll believe they're a fraud. You see a lot of imposter syndrome in people like this. Ironically, the covert narcissist will even feel guilty for wanting what they want, and somehow this inner conflict will lead them to suppress pretty much all of their true feelings. This, of course, gives you the false self and leads to the inner conflict that translates into outer behavior. This behavior might include things like exhibitionist type behavior or being overly competitive, and they might be unacceptably aggressive when it comes to getting what they want. Let's talk about covert narcissists and the poor me game. Your average covert narcissist spends a lot of time feeling sorry for themselves. They practically invented narcissistic injury. But why do they do this? Why does the vulnerable narcissist play that poor me game so well? Well, it all comes down to one thing. Covert narcissists, they hate themselves. In fact, they seem to think it's possible to hate yourself better. I can tell you personally, that's not true. Though they continue to demonstrate the behavior that they loathe, the covert narcissist is powerless to control their thoughts, and their deep inner conscience is not okay with the person they are or have become. Unlike their more overt counterparts, covert narcissists actually judge themselves far more harshly than anyone else judges them. And on a deep level, they judge themselves more harshly than they judge other people, at least those outside of their immediate inner circle. Either way, while they seem to be outwardly unconcerned with the world, they certainly have quietly high standards for their lives, don't they? But these may be outside of normal high standards. For example, a covert narcissist might be broke, but they might claim they do it on purpose because they say they don't believe in capitalism, and then they will find themselves feeling superior to anyone they consider a sort of servant to their jobs or to the money, or anyone who wants or obtains anything of monetary value. So they will quietly stick to this unreasonable standard to the best of their abilities, happy to secretly look down their noses at people they deem lesser or otherwise inferior to themselves. Here's a good example of that. Let's say a covert narcissist is a passionate but broke musician who plays exclusively in basements and back rooms, and who does so because they claim they want to stay true to their art. They really don't want to become a sellout. And one evening after a gig, something crazy happens. A record executive comes up to them and says, "Hey, do you have a demo? Because I think I might be able to get you a recording contract." Well, the covert narcissist at that moment is going to jump at that opportunity, most likely, because the truth is, they really do secretly want to be rich and famous. But once they take the time to put together a demo and send it over to the record guy, well, the guy never responds. And when the narcissist calls him, the guy says, "You know what? I realized I was more intoxicated than I thought that night. The deal's off." This sends the narcissist into a spiral of self-loathing. And of course, anytime the covert narcissist fails to meet these so-called standards and behaves in any way that their inner critic deems bad or not desirable, by, in this case, agreeing to sell out and sending the demo rather than snubbing the commercial music industry that they always claim to hate, yeah, they're back to square one. They hate both themselves and the zombies or sheep who caused them to fall off track. Now, they also hate the industry even more, and especially those music executives who they say always want to commercialize everything. They even justify their rejection by saying that the executive in question didn't get their music because their music is so deep that it's somehow above the executive level of understanding. Later, they might even make up stories about how they were offered a record deal, but they turned it down because they wanted to avoid becoming a sellout. All right, I'm going to come clean right here in case you haven't guessed already. That was a true story about a covert narcissist that was once part of my life. Yeah. Anywho, the covert narcissist lives with self-hate because of their distorted sense of self-awareness. It all boils down to one thing. The narcissist understands on some level that their self-inflating ideas are not quite realistic. So while they continue to have these narcissistic thoughts and even occasional narcissistic external behaviors, they're always holding themselves to a very high standard. They spend their lives competing with the one person they're never going to beat, and that is themselves, or some version of themselves. At the same time, they are incapable of openly accepting blame or responsibility for anything that isn't positive. And in fact, they relate any such admission to the weakness of other people or badness of other people, which most likely is because of the angry kind of envy that psychologists say is involved in the creation of any narcissistic behavior. The covert narcissist is often mistaken for an introvert or a shy person because to the untrained eye, they appear to be a pushover who is generally unassertive. They see themselves and others see them as victims or as people who aren't able to obtain what they should have or what they deserve. People who don't really know them may say or think things like, "Oh, they're just a big teddy bear," or, "Oh, their bark is way worse than their bite." These people will also call themselves a perfectionist or claim to be a little OCD. They'll have outrageously adolescent daydreams about being a big famous something or other, and they might even have a somewhat questionable grip on reality, which leads to feelings of personal guilt and self-hate. They might also have feelings of being worthless, countered by feelings of being different, separate, or better than the average person.
But just for the sake of argument, a lot of people refer to highly sensitive people as being insecure or weak or overly needy or clingy, or in a lot of cases, as a covert narcissist. But that isn't the case. In fact, highly sensitive people really aren't on the narcissism scale. They're sort of the polar opposite of narcissists, even though you might see some of the same behaviors in a covert narcissist and a highly sensitive person. What am I talking about? Let's jump into that a little bit. We're going to pick up a few of the traits that they have in common, and we're going to kind of explain how they're different. Both covert narcissists and highly sensitive people tend to take people's words very personally, people's feelings very personally. So when we're talking about a highly sensitive person, I feel everything really deeply, and that causes me to be really hypervigilant to anything people say. This is especially true when someone says something that sounds critical to me because I begin to overthink it. I'll wonder why they said that, how I might have caused them to feel that way, and well, my head just goes from there. And when we're talking about a more covert narcissist, Because of course it's about me. Everything is about me. The whole world revolves around me. You know this, right? And a lot of times, both narcissists and highly sensitive people feel really strongly about how people react to them when they enter a room. So with the highly sensitive person, I feel nervous because I don't want anyone to look at me. I'm really concerned about the way I'm perceived because I want people to understand that I have good intentions and to like me. I don't like conflict, and I genuinely care about the people around me. Plus, I'm hypersensitive to my environment, so I'm always noticing every little thing. And with the narcissist, I want all eyes on me. I am, after all, the most important person in every room. And look at me. I look amazing. Why wouldn't anyone want to look at me? And then, of course, we know that both highly sensitive people and narcissists tend to be a little bit anxious and oversensitive to certain remarks that people make or certain comments that are made by other people around them, especially if the comment is teasing them. So when we're talking about a highly sensitive person, I take people seriously and I care about how they feel. I don't always want to be the center of attention. If someone's being mean to me or teasing me, I might feel like they don't like me, which makes me feel sad and not good enough. Or I might feel like I'm being put on the spot, which makes me feel humiliated. And when we're talking about a covert narcissist, obviously, anyone who would make fun of me or be mean to me has no idea who they're dealing with. They are clearly too stupid to see how amazing I am. Next. As you can see, the behaviors are certainly similar, but the internal reasons for those behaviors, the motivations behind those behaviors, are from opposite ends of the spectrum. So let's just clear this up and talk about what are the characteristics of a highly sensitive person. A highly sensitive person is known to cry a lot. Whether they're happy or they're sad, the tears will flow. A highly sensitive person is known to be a problem solver. They're the person that friends and family always come to help them figure out how to solve the problem. Highly sensitive people tend to have really strong gut instincts, intuition, and those things usually turn out to be accurate. They sometimes have trouble sleeping at night, and so they end up having a touch of insomnia, or they just struggle to fall asleep at night because their brain won't stop going. Oh yeah, I guess that's me too. They tend to be very worried about people around them, very concerned about people around them, very conscientious. A lot of times this leads them to overdo it, to work too hard, kind of burn themselves out. They tend to have less tolerance for things like loud noises, bright lights, really strong perfumes, loud environments, stressful environments, movies that stress them out, music that stresses them out. Low tolerance for that stuff, or no tolerance. They tend to feel other people's emotions when they walk into the room. They tend to be kind of empathic, and this tends to affect them directly and personally. They tend to enjoy alone time. They need it, actually. And a lot of times when they've been in really, really social situations, a lot of people around them, they need time to just be quiet. I literally can identify with all of those issues. So I guess I'm one of the highly sensitive people that I'm talking about. I find it exhausting to be around people who are highly stressful. I find it refreshing to be around people who are happy and enjoyable to be around. Just remember this, being a highly sensitive person or an empath is not really like a bad thing. It's not a burden. It's not a curse. If you embrace it and you work on being healthy and whole, you'll get through this and it will make your life so much easier, so much better. See it as a blessing. It might take some work and some processing, but once you understand how to manage the gift of empathy or highly sensitive personality, you might find that it's something you kind of like having. You can feel things other people can't feel. Your mind might be more creative or open or aware. You might be nicer than other people. You might be more artistic and creative.
Now, does any of that sound familiar to you? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is,
do you think you're a highly sensitive person or an empath? And do you understand why some people might confuse highly sensitive people with covert narcissists? Have you ever yourself wondered, am I the narcissist?
What do you think? Have you ever met a covert narcissist, and how could you tell? What characteristics do you think most clearly define the covert narcissist? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, please make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.